incantations by devils, and yes, it is. But it also, what they've done is they've tapped into the dark side of using something that's evidence of a physical nature of the universe. And I want people to understand this, that what David John Oates does is a reverse speech. He uses it for business, for personal enlightenment, and he can determine if someone is speaking congruence in their forward speech and reverse speech. Well, we've discovered some additional things. We have David, yeah. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
You're a little bit choppy. I don't know if that's over at the line for Jim Gorsi.
No, I've got problems with my internet.
You're cutting in and out. I guess we'll try to reconnect with you, see if we can get a better connection. So we go ahead, Dan. We'll see if we can reconnect. Because it's go chop, 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 and he's really low volume. So, Jim, what we discovered is a couple things. Firstly, back many years ago, as I've given my testimony, I became a Christian in different stages. And I was raised as a little Roman Catholic boy. I had a traumatic experience at birth, and they actually pronounced me dead, and I came back miraculously. At 8 and a half, I literally had an artery cut in my neck when I had a tonsillectomy by a French surgeon. And I went to heaven, and I was sent back. Now, people have watched the latest movies about, you know, miracles from heaven and so on. But if you had somebody that's had a near-death experience, and later I became a doctor, and I've resuscitated many thousands of people working in the trauma burn units and emergency departments and ICU, and I realized this is not an anomaly. It's a very real thing. But what happened to me is quite different than a lot of people that have a near-death. The amount of time, because there isn't time really in heaven. Heaven is timeless. It doesn't have, it's not like 10 minutes or 100 years or whatever. But the number of experiences I was exposed to would be equivalent to being with God for 500 years. In other words, he did a data dump. Let's put it that way. I'm only allowed to speak about a little bit of it, but one of the things that happened afterward as a child is I had what's called second sight. Now, people might know what second sight is. They've heard of this before, but I also realized they also had something else that I couldn't explain called second voice, which means I could understand things that other people couldn't understand in the spiritual realm. And when I went and became a Christian, literally in the late 1980s, after having been attacked by a priest at 14 in the vestment room and figuring God didn't go to church, but I knew God was real because I had gone to heaven, what I realized is that I went to these spirit-filled churches that were speaking in tongues that I could hear the English. And I'd say 5 or 10% of the time it was congruent, very spiritual, and about 40% of the time it was gibberish, and about another 45%, 50%, it was not good. It was pretty bad. In fact, I remember specifically at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, or going to the church with Pastor Dutch Sheets, there would be people come up to the front of the church and they would speak, and I'm thinking, I had to go right up to the pastor and say, you didn't hear what they said, did you? Because according to the Bible, you're not supposed to speak in tongues unless you either interpret in English, have an interpreter. You're not supposed to publicly speak in an unintelligible, what sounds like gibberish language. Right? Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you're not supposed to speak in tongues unless it's edifying the body. In other words, it's edifying other Christians. So I realized I had this talent. I also realized that I could see things in the spiritual realm that other people couldn't faintly see. And one of the experiences I had as a fourth-year medical student is I was resuscitating patients, and the emergency department guy came over, and he said, because I was in my last year of medical school, before I went to the Vancouver General. In the Vancouver General, when I worked there, I would see, on average, 200 and some people a day, resuscitate 45 people from full cardiac arrest, and pronounce about 45 people dead. So I saw a lot of people die and come back, and mostly die, okay? When they came back, some of their experiences were pretty supernatural. But the first experience I had was an emergency department doctor who said, you're one of us. And I said, what do you mean one of us? I'm a medical student. You know, what do you mean? He said, no, I can see your aura. You're one of us. He said, what about 20% of doctors and nurses are what's called intuitives? In other words, they can sense if a patient's going to leave the room, they're dying, they're not going to come back. And he says, we can tell because we just sense that they're still with us, so they're going to make it through the cardiac arrest or the accident or whatever. They're not going to bleed out or stay a full cardiac arrest. We're going to zap them and they're going to come back. So he said at the end of the day, he said, I can't believe it, man. You were really cool. You stayed cool while we were doing the IVs and cut downs and resuscitation. He says, "You're good." He said, "Why was that?" He said, "Could you sense they were still in the room?" I said, no, I could see them and telepathically talk to them. He said, "What? You know, like that movie, you know, I See Dead People?" So, I'm telling you now because this is the end of my, I'm no longer in active practice, but I want people to know there's lots of doctors like me. This is not unusual, but they could just sense that you're not leaving the room. Now, I remember I met doctors at the Foothills Hospital in 1979 in Calgary, Alberta, who actually came to do a conference talking about resuscitating people who have gone to the other side. And I realized that I had a gift not only of second sight, but second voice, especially when I became a Christian in the late 1980s. And I realized I was going to these spirit-filled churches, and I could hear what they said. Now, I made an important discovery with you, Jim, over the last few weeks. We decided, this was with a bunch of dreams and visions, and we're approaching this Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost. Now, remember, this is a Pentecost after the wipeout year, Shemitah, after a tetrad of blood moons. So this is a very important year. And this Sunday is the Feast of Pentecost, which is the feast of the visit of the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of, in a sense, that reversed the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel. A lot of people think it's physical tongues like languages. No. It was the interpretation of the spirit language that people lost. And people would know, for example, you can sometimes just do reverse speech and pick up people's congruence of their forward and reverse speech, but you can also pick up other things, too, in their voice. What we decided to do is a couple of projects. One of them was actually to take the Old Testament Pentateuch and look at the various books like the book of Genesis and Psalms and so on, and see if there's anything you can discern. Because one of the things we've tried to do is to say, okay, we can reverse someone's speech like the words of Obama. In fact, if you go to YouTube and you look at reverse speech of Obama, it's pretty dark. It's pretty scary, actually, some of the things that this guy said. Like, you know, when he says, yes, we can, you know, when he's first being elected, it said, he didn't say, yes, we can. It would say, thank you, Satan. And there's so many of these kind of, and they're very clear, too. I mean, it's not like, oh, my gosh, it's like shocks you out of your skin. So, then you hear the forward and reverse speech of Donald Trump, and it's congruent. I mean, the man wants to fix things. None of the other politicians would do that. In fact, our special guest here, and hopefully we'll get a good connection shortly, we'll talk about that. What we did, though, over this last weekend is we actually took some of the Old Testament in Psalm 91. Now, Psalm 91 became my favorite verse in the Bible because my friend, Colonel Lynn Wills, head of Radar Command, when I visited him, his son and my son were best friends, so I knew him personally. Plus, I had security clearance at a presidential level and worked at U.S. Space Command. So I knew this guy. We cut roasts at my kitchen table in Colorado Springs, okay? And so he's a Christian, and he shows me, he said, this is Huey, which is the supercomputer that connects to our submarine-launched nuclear missiles and our land-based missile silos. And I said, well, why do you have your Bible there? And he said, what scripture is it tabbed to? He said, Psalm 91:1. This is before 9/11. This is like the mid-90s, right? So I said, really? I said, that's it. Read it. So he read it, and my spine was tingling. I said, that's my favorite verse forever now. Psalm 91:1, which is like 9/11, right? So I thought, I told Jim, I said, why don't we take Psalm 91:1 in, Hebrew, and reverse it and see if either regular or maybe a slightly sped up version, we can actually discern any specific words. Did you find any discernments that you found from doing that, Jim?
Yes, I went through it. I had a little trouble at the end. Some words are hard to tell, but I have a reading. I could read it out loud if that's okay.
Yeah, why don't you read what you found, I didn't go through it all systematically, but what I read was most of it was chock full of specific, we call biblically congruent sayings in English of something that was actually read by a Orthodox rabbi in Hebrew. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, see, I came up with, he who would see, hear, are you to come to me. He established who you are. Return to my fairer. He establishes the bearer of grace who draw upon who is love. Thee who wants to meet me has to reach, must eat at the supper who is above us. Some reach for the house, must see me on the bluff, to the sheep who seek, and I shall hold the sheep. I must know the sheep or the peace. I know thy peace. Marriage me. I will be seen as thy ark, hanging a loop, everlasting glory. Me as the refuge for the highest. wise as him who have the soul. O serve of these, I shall exalt thy wretch. No harm shall be. Happiness I should be. And then figure out the rest.
That's amazing. Now, one of the other things we did is we said, well, let's do an experiment. You know what it says in the scriptures? Because you got to take the Bible for what it says. But remember, it says, close up in the book of Daniel, says, close up and seal the words of this book to the time of the end. Not just the book of Daniel, but all the books of the Bible. And we have things like the Bible codes. We're just learning these things about reverse speech in ancient Hebrew that actually speaks to us in English. I think one of the parts of Psalm 91:3, I think, even mentioned the issue of Ephraim. But we actually, we want to go systematically through all the books of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, because my feeling, there's probably lots of, we call pearls in there, that tells us another sign that this book is a supernatural book that transcends time and space and language even, and speaks to us in English over three millennia for an ancient Hebrew that was actually pretty well crystallized 2,800 years ago. We also say, remember the scripture that says, you know, that all creation groaneth for the revealing of the sons of God. And you can remember that the revealing of the sons of God is the sealing of the 144,000, which isn't an absolute number, but it's 12,000 from each tribe, the house of Ephraim and the house of Judah, because those two houses, if they restored to God, and he restores, quote, Israel, not the state of Israel, which is now the state of Judah, that's returned to the land and basically an apostasy and unbelief, because remember, the kibbutzim were returned as communists and atheists and agnostics, and we have the testimony of Barry Chamish, who can prove that, and other experts who have actually, for example, most people aren't aware that Bernie Sanders, I think it was his brother or cousin, spent time in the kibbutzim in Israel, and of course they have statues there for Stalin, believe it or not, and Lenin. It later became allied with America, but honestly, the state of Israel was set up by the Balfour Declaration, and it returned to the land in unbelief. It's like when Jesus saw the fig tree and he at a distance, and he was hungry and wanted some figs, and when he got close to it, it bore no fruit, so he cursed it, and the next day it died. Remember that? He said, all creation groaneth for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, that creation is groaning to the 120th Shemitah, which is this year. This is the wipeout year after, which is the start of the birth pangs of, the birth pangs meaning you're about to have a delivery of a baby, or you're going to have delivery of the bride for the bridegroom. And that requires the apocalypse. Now, I've heard the Pope saying various statements, like he's talking about the epiphany of compassion. And he's got a very twisted version of it. The real epiphany is, if we all were totally empathic to each other and to other living things, we wouldn't do evil to the environment, like fracking. We wouldn't do evil to other countries, like exporting drugs. We wouldn't do evil to our population by building underground cities and impoverishing the population and taking away their control of money so they have a matrix that they set up, like called the Mark of the Beast. We wouldn't do these things to each other or the environment. So I one of these I got in dreams and praying. I said, well, why don't we talk about one of the great beasts of our planet, that has, in a sense, a larger brain than us, and in a sense is more complex, is a great whale. So one of the things that I discovered doing my research over the past 5 years about Fukushima Daiichi that started 5 years ago, March 11th, 2011, was that the great whales don't sing anymore across the North Pacific. And they sing about their babies and their pods and so on. They sing. They can actually go thousands of miles across the ocean. So I said, why don't we take some of the voice of the great whales and see if we can do reverse speech and say 1/12, 12 times faster speed, so we can discern if there's anything there, a message for us. And what do you think I found? Yeah, what do you think I found? What do you think I found, Jim? Ah, okay, so Jim's connection was bad. Well, what I found was this. I found, number one, You, O man, you have destroyed the world. And then it was sobbing, and then it repeated again and again, you, O man, have destroyed the world. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, all creation is groaning because what we're doing to the planet, we're destroying it with radio toxins, we're promulgating new fission reactors around the planet, we're getting ready for nuclear war, we're polluting with nanoparticles and biotoxins and radiotoxins and halides. We're destroying the planet. We're destroying the life forms. In fact, there's a massive extinction-level event, and the primary driver, believe it or not, is us. And there are galactic and cosmic events as well happening, but we are definitely amplifying it dramatically. And we're not talking about climate change caused by people. We're talking about poisonous change by poisoning the biosphere with radio toxins, now smart meters, and Wi-Fi networks with electro pollution. And the North Pacific is what we call, and I've coined this term, so remember, give me reference and credit. I call it radiological desertification of the North Pacific. But those winds carry that in the high troposphere across the equator, 300 times more water than the Amazon River every day from the northern to southern hemisphere. And there's also oceanic currents across the equator that go to the coast of the of South America, all the way from Ecuador right down to the tip of Argentina and Chile. What people should understand is that means that the Humboldt squid, which is killing a lot of the sea life off there, and is much more resistant to radiation than the regular sea life, and the radiotoxins, they're carried along the coastal waters and take about 26 to 28 months to circulate the planet. So if you're a large, what's called a shearwater gull, which is much bigger than regular gulls, stay at sea in there, far bigger than the regular gulls that go along the coastline, they can literally sit out in the oceans and be off of Johannesburg, and in 26 months can transit all the oceans of the world. So all the radiotoxins are spraying to every ocean on Earth, from Fukushima Daiichi, and there's literally, by now, millions of tons of radioactive water, tritium, radiotoxins are now spraying to all the oceans of the world. So when I heard these words, and believe me, it was very clear. Jim, are you there again?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so when I heard the words, and this is what I heard from listening to that 12 times faster speed in reverse speech, you, oh man, you have destroyed the world. And then sobbing over and over again, sobbing and then repeating it over again. I thought, oh my gosh. And my hair stood up in the back of my neck. I realized Jesus was right. God was right when he wrote this in the Bible, that the whole, all of creation groaneth for the revealing of the sons of God. You know, mankind starting to transition to an empathic race of humans. They're empathic for each other and for the biosphere as the stewards of Earth, just like Adam. Remember now, Adam was the first Jesus, the first God-man. And Jesus was the second God-man, that's who was born on Sukkot. And remember, though, the by rabbinic law, when the New World Order sets up their peace treaty, which is the abomination that desolates, the actual date, the only date that they can actually...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com. Or call 800-659-7384.
One of the most important things to realize here, yes, this reverse speech is used by Def Leppard and heavy metal groups and people that want to back mask and do other things, and high-level Masons that say things like the black mass of the Lord's Prayer backwards and other things. The reason is they're trying to speak spirit words into the spiritual realm in reverse speech to create negative intention fields. And what we're realizing on the spiritual side is that what happens, and this is where we get into what we call the spirit field tongues. People say, well, what is tongues? What is the confusion at Babel? What it is people, before the confusion of tongues, they could understand the spirit words, and people had a higher level of conscious understanding and empathy toward each other and toward nature. And I really think that we are at a point now where we have to become an empathic race to survive our own technology, the singularity of life extension, artificial intelligence, genetics, and the galactic empires will be in contact with as we spread across the galaxy. Very shortly, within a matter of years, we will be a galactic civilization. And unless we become an empathic civilization, we will become a plague to the universe, and we'll become dangerous to ourselves. In fact, right now, it's very questionable with our non-empathic state if we will survive the next 10 or 20 years. It's extremely unlikely unless there's a transformation to the nature of human beings becoming a truly empathic civilization. And I believe that believe it or not, one of those keys is not only reverse speech, but understanding what I call the angelic language. That speaking in tongues or even reverse speeching other organisms, which are groaning for the revealing of sons of man, that where they're literally, in a sense, speaking their version of what I call spirit language in reverse, believe it or not. And I think it's actually pretty well referenced in the Bible. That's when we have people Mr. Assisi, you know, the saint. It says, because when I go along and I'm talking, you know, my dog looks at me and says, I know you're telepathic, Deagle. My water bowl's empty. And he looks at me like, I was like, okay. So I get up and I go in there and say, oh, yeah, it is. Or, I'm hungry, you didn't feed me today. And the thing is, I walk by a plant and I can tell right away the plant said, water me. I'm thinking, how can the plant do that? Because I believe that the reason of all evil is not the opposite of good, it's just the absence of it. If we have communication and empathy, evil can't exist. It's like having a light. Cockroaches just run. And I think part of our problem in our civilization, we're always looking for a political leader or a technology that's going to solve all our problems and transform it, where really the problem is us. And that's where I think reverse speech, I mean, if everybody on Earth had some kind of reverse speech little device, let's say, we'll just imagine this, that no matter what everybody was saying, you could look down, and this little icon you could flip up, and it would say, do you know what that person really just said? Wouldn't that be funny if they had that, David?
That would be quite amazing, yes.
You could make a funny movie. You remember that guy, that Canadian comedian, and he had a day when he was a real bad liar. I think it was Liar Liar was the name of the movie.
Oh, yes, right. I remember the movie.
And of course, on one day, he couldn't lie. To his wife, his girlfriend, his business managers, and he was constantly frustrated by the fact he tried to hide himself away so he wouldn't tell the truth. Uh-huh. What you do when you do this reverse speech, and I think you're like a miner who's discovered the mother lode, but there's a lot more to it than you think even you realized, that you're really not just tapping into reverse speech that's subconscious, but you're reaching what I call voice that comes from the soul or the higher self of a person into what I call the collective consciousness, which is the nature of the spirit realm.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's a spiritual component of this, too, that goes transcends the biological and the neuroanatomical. So, you know, that's why I think this is so important to understand this. It also means it transcends species, that other species and other beings are probably speaking, in a sense, their version of an angelic language as well into the spirit realm. You know, when you heard this very clearly about the great whales, you, O man, have destroyed the world. I mean, it was so clear. It was like, whoa, how did this happen? What do you think, Jim?
Well, while that was happening, because I played that thing, and then you're automatically go into this idea that is my imagination playing with, you know, myself, and am I imagining things?
But you heard the same thing, and I didn't tell you what I heard, and you and your son heard it at the same time, and you both went, wow.
And we stopped. It kind of like stopped time, and we looked at each other going, whoa, this is crazy.
Now, you got to understand, the real solution, this is the reason why the church is what we call apostate. Because if you have, this is where people don't understand it. When you try to win an argument, people try to either speak to their left brain, their logical brain, or try to speak to their emotional brain, their right brain. But they don't try to speak to what I call their spirit brain, if you want to call it their soul. And what reverse speech does, it doesn't just open up the truth, it opens up what I call spirit language. Which is why it transcends even doing good work for business, but it actually tells people that your soul can't lie, good or evil, even like Obama.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
David, I'm sure when you guys did your studies recently, you were over in the RENS program and did it. Had a remote viewer, yourself, and an excellent journalist, Jim Morris, look at the disaster that occurred with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I have a feeling that you knew there was a congruence there, that this was not just a auditory reversal because of a brain structure speaking in reverse speech, like an anatomical thing, that this transcends the physical body to the higher self, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. Well, what we found out with the JFK, yeah, we're tapping into the deep unconscious, and reversals were very clear as to what happened.
Yeah. Now, so you're realizing, even all the things that you've known over the years, you're still learning new things, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm learning every day. It's a whole new field. There's so many things to learn.
And, of course, if we had new tools, like I like to imagine here, so it was like this tool of a reverse speech analyzer that could convert it to physical text you can actually see. Wouldn't that be neat to have a little portable device that could you could flap down on a boardroom table, and while everybody's speaking, it's actually doing a reverse speech and bringing out the specific reverse speech phrases right out of the dialogue in the group in real time. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fantastic if that could be achieved, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that? You have to imagine here at first before it happens, but imagine if it could do that. You know, you'd need a lot of computing capacity. And everyone's truthful statement by their, in a sense, their higher self would actually come out in visual text on the screen. That would be pretty, that would be kind of scary in one of these business meetings, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, one of the things that I happen to mean, and this is at the church in Colorado Springs, where I first went there, with Pastor Judd Sheets, is about 10% of the people were speaking what I call spirit language, which is godly. About 40% were saying things that were very ungodly and evil as hell.
All right.
And about another 45% were speaking in gibberish, which was just unintelligible, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And when I would go up to the pastor, he got completely freaked out by when I said it, because this is congruently what they're saying. I said, you need to investigate this. And when he did investigate what those people were doing when they were speaking like that, when he could confirm not only their forward and their reverse and their behaviors, he was very congruent. Now, of course, in the church, and this is in the Bible, by the way, in the church it says, I don't know if you're Christian or not, but in the church it uses spirit-filled language. It's pretty well attacked by most other branches of the church, but the Feast of Pentecost is very real. Now, people try to ignore it, like they want to throw that scripture over the shoulder. Ah, forget that one. That's not good. But the reason why the first fruits is so important, they call it the Feast of the Omer. Look, do you know why that is?
No, I don't.
Jim, are you there?
Yes.
I don't know if we still have Jim there, but anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. The Feast of the Omer was basically the Feast of the First Fruit. Jesus, Yeshua, which means the Word, means he was a vibrational or an intention field of creation. Everything was created by Yeshua, with the breath, they call it, okay? But the Omer means the first fruits. In other words, you can't have a relationship with God that's intellectual or even emotional. So you can't just go to a church and shake hands with a black man and feel like now I'm a good person, or sing a good song and get all tingly. You have to have a relationship with a spirit relationship of empathy with each other, that really is organic. In other words, I'm working on a book called the Book of the Way, which is W-E/I. The Way, which is the early name of the church, was to teach a form of what it called super empathy that actually transcended the current version of what it called priestcraft, procedures, and dispensations, and the idea that you had to have these notes, you know, novenas and so on, to kind of get your relative out of purgatory. And by the way, every religion on earth has got these various different, I call, real lies going on garbage, which means they substitute relationship, which is all that God wants, for to use religion for a substitute for relationship. Now, what happened is the fact that this particular year we have the rise of Donald Trump. This particular year we have all these fires occurring across not only northern Alberta, which has consumed the city there of Fort McMurray, and it's heading towards Saskatchewan. It's the largest fire probably in the last 100 years in anywhere in the world. The fact that all these different Orthodox churches literally are exploding all over the world within the last week. Orthodox churches, there's so many signs that we are moving toward a culmination. Now, I'm going to explain this in relatively simple terms, but our universe is composed of three different realms. And this, you'll find this in the Bible, and you find shades of it in other ancient holy books of other different religions, and even the shamans. But I'm going to explain it in simpler terms. Our lower world is entropic, and all the physicists will tell you there's always decay. Stars decay, planets decay. Eventually, our sun is supposed to burn out in 5 billion years. and they all talk about the multiverse and all these other things. The next realm above that is what's called the negentropic realm, the realm of consciousness of your soul. And we actually are a tripartite being. It's both entropic, negentropic, or soul, or higher self, connected by the silver cord. And we're also a collective. In other words, although we're an I, we have a period of consciousness where I perceive I'm a separate person, like a cell in the body, we're also a we, which is a whole body. In other words, I may be a fovea cell in the center of the vision, but there are cells that are heart muscle cells, and knuckle cells, and skin cells that are still cells of the body, too. And then at the higher realm, the realm where God is, there is no past, present, and future. There are no dimensions. Everything is preexistent. Everything is known. It's throughout all eternity. I call it this way. Where God exists is the eternal now. Where we live is called the everlasting, which means there's always change occurring. There's always decay. And there's literally our world is created when the negentropic realm, the spirit realm, actually impinge on our physical world and change things. That's why when people see miracles, whether they're Christian miracles or some shaman pulls out a tumor out of you with using weird, you know, incantations and weird stuff, it's a real physical miraculous thing happening because the spirit world is changing the physical world, which is entropic. In other words, our reality is created by the collective consciousness. Does that make sense, Jim?
It totally does, because one interacts with the other.
Which is why when you see these high-level Masons and high-level, called Sabbatean rabbis that have been taught the Talmud of Babylon, and their Sephiot Zira and so on, or high-level Masons that are chanting in reverse language, they're trying to impinge on the collective consciousness to create a new reality. Okay? But when Christians are praying in tongues, they're trying to create a godly reality on earth, and of course some of them are confused because they're trying to simulate speaking in tongues because they don't have a true gift, or they're speaking out of their own spirit, which doesn't have proper intentions. Right? Now, why is that important?
They both had to be congruent.
Now, if I could take 100 people and make them 100% empathic, in other words, I could literally pass on my skills to 100 people, and then 10,000, then a million, immediately war would stop. Immediately, starvation would stop. Immediately, pollution would stop. Immediately, economic devastation would stop instantly. The solution, as they say, is Yeshua, Jesus, because when our spirit and the will of the Most High God, is called Shema, fuses into one being, we cannot do evil because we're in the light. Now, evil is not the opposite of light, of good. It's the absence of it. So what I'm saying here is reverse speech has opened up a way for us to understand not only is languages so we can sort of business problems, personal problems, because we think we're not communicating in a relationship, or we're not seeking the right way to find a cure for, say, cancer or other illnesses, because our, in a sense, our collective superconscious already knows the answer. They referred to it in the past as the Akashic Records. What I've been told it is called is the Helarchion, which is the storehouse of all that ever was and will be. So nobody ever discovers anything. That's why you see parallel discoveries of the telephone and other technology of people that are in different parts of the country or continent or world, all discovering and trying to run to the patent office within hours or days. So what people should understand, reverse speech is a great gift. And I know that you've had struggles now, David, over the years trying to get through to people. A lot of people will see the evil side of it and say, that's it, man. They put up the sign of the cross, say, I don't want anything to do with that. That sounds weird, sounds evil, sounds demonic, sounds Masonic, or whatever. They don't understand that what's really going on is the dark side has discovered this power to influence the collective consciousness to create their version of the world, which is evil, self-serving, narcissistic, and a control freak system, which we can see the whole world moving toward, called the Matrix, the Mark of the Beast, and totalitarian control with a massively reduced population after cataclysms. What do you think, David? David, are you there? Jim, are you there?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is this, is that perhaps in our history, more of the people that were connected with God used this language, and then as time has moved on, those people may have lost the language.
Yeah, do you know what?
It has been revived.
Now, if you go to the Strasbourg in Belgium, you know where they had the Belgium attacks recently, but you go to Strasbourg, just outside Brussels, which is the capital of the European Union, and of course the resurrected Roman Empire that they want to consider the resurrection of the Satanic Empire, because remember, it's not just America. With the TTIP and the Germans protested last week when Obama arrived, what you're seeing is the rise of the New World Order. Now, they're all caught in a snare called the Euro, and the British are talking about leaving. They say, in fact, the Prime Minister Cameron of Britain has said if they leave the Euro, it'll cause World War III. Now, you got to understand the convoluted logic of these guys. Remember, if you don't get inside the head of the maniacs that are doing these things, you won't understand their logic. They snared all these populations, like the Greeks are going bankrupt and starving and jumping off of bridges. Like last year we had a mother and her son jumped off the bridge in near Syntagma Square in Athens because they were starving to death and they couldn't buy enough. Now, the Greeks can't sell their oil that they have excess of, or their cheese, or other things which they make that are unique, or even expanded tourism. So the Chinese have offered billions of dollars to expand their tourist industry and their fleets of tourist vessels and do other things because they understand that the Europeans want to crush the nations and impoverish us because they want to create a matrix. And you have to understand that the best way to think of the Queen of England, which is primarily the head of the United Nations in a sense, because 57 of the 183 plus nations, they all belong to what's called the World Constitution Parliament Association. You've ever heard of that before? The
No.
World Parliament. Did you know it exists? You know how I found out? See, God made an appointment for me to meet, actually, Dr. Isley, who runs the Vitamin Cottage in Colorado Springs back in 1997. And I spent an entire evening with him, and I wanted to ask him questions because he was talking about terraforming the Earth to try to capture carbon using precipitation technology to drop the carbon at the bottom of the ocean. And he was a physicist, and he founded the World Constitution Parliament Association. He actually recruited me to want to join the parliament and invite me as a special guest because I told him a lot of things that I knew about what's going on to do what I call geoengineering the world climate. Because I took care of the pilots flying in the mid-90s, flying Buckley and Peterson and Aurora Air Force Base to put up the nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere. So there's not a public person on Earth that knows more about geoengineering than I do in publicly speaking. Those other people know a lot, but I'm the only one publicly speaking about these and many other classified projects. And you know that, right? Well, I spent an entire evening with him. He actually gave me the World Parliament books. I have them. He gave me the invitation to actually join the World Constitution Parliament Association, was founded in the late 50s, at the United Nations, which is why the UN are tied directly to this. Now, you have to understand that this is being percolated through the culture, including the latest movie on Marvel Comics, which is Civil War, is trying to say there's a split where Iron Man sides with the United Nations, to split between the, you know, the Marvel superheroes. One side, including Captain America, wants to be a rebel and not join the UN, and the UN wants to control them and say if they don't send them to a specific site to deal with a particular issue, they can't go. You have to understand that UN is a center point for creating a new world order. And, of course, the site of the United Nations in New York City was a former slaughterhouse area where they killed lots of animals, millions of animals probably, for many, many years, decades, before the property owners, the Rothschilds, panned it over to the United Nations to build the UN buildings. Isn't that a fit place to build it in a slaughterhouse?
Yeah. It's ironic.
It's ironic. But remember, in terms of harmonic physics and the spiritual realm and astral sacrifice, this is an ideal place. It's almost like saying, well, we're going to have a special sacrificial site to Baal, like the Palmyra. Remember now, ISIS, which is supported by us, took over Palmyra and started destroying all the ancient relics. And when we took it over, they decided on the Feast of Beltane, which is 13 days, starting with the Feast of Baal, on the 19th of April, which is the first day of not only Columbine, but also the Oklahoma City bombing. They started this where they were going to put a digital copy of it made of lighter materials in the New York City Lower Manhattan, and they were going to also put it in the square in London and in 1,000 other cities. They're basically making an invitation to say we're ready to do the New World Order and we're ready to give the sacrifice to the incarnation of Baal, which is the sun god. Apollonius, or Apollo, remember, it says this in the Bible. And what people need to understand, when we have the first fruits coming, it means there has to be awakening in people's spirit. They're not going to be convinced because we give them a good argument that it's a good idea to know God. They're not going to be convinced because we tell them it's a good song to sing and they feel great because they got a good album or a good singer that makes them feel good for 10 minutes. It has to be where there's an ongoing empathic relationship with each other and the world. Just like the words of this great whale that says, you know, you know, warning us, you know, you, O man, have destroyed the world. I mean, how stark. When literally, I was totally taken when I heard that. I thought, oh my gosh, what more can I hear if I take the Old Testament, Ivrit Hebrew, spoken of by a rabbi who doesn't understand what the words mean in English in reverse speech, here for the, remember now, these are written, you know, 3,000 years ago. Speaking in English to the Ephraimic nations, which is primarily American. In fact, people should know this. When I travel around the Prophecy Club and I've written a book called The Prayer of the 12 Stones, which I posted up in 2007, what we have to understand is I refer to America as Ephraimica. There's two houses of Israel, and that's why you see the alliance between America and Israel, which can't be broken except Obama's done everything he can to disrespect Netanyahu and the state of Israel. Now, I'm not saying Israel's perfect, by far from it. In fact, they've returned to the land in unbelief, but God says a promise, and a promise is a promise. He says, I will save a third of all of Israel, and they will be mine. That's his number. He actually gives a number, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So what people need to start grasping here is just how close we are to catastrophe and how close we are also to the apocalypse, which is Revelation. We are, and as I say, when and if there is a treaty that allows a Palestinian state, which is a desolation, and when there is a sacrifice on Sukkot, which is the only day that rabbis can start, because they have to sanctify the temple on Sukkot with the kalal, the ashes of the red heifer, which they now have from Switzerland, and all the elements of the peace, including the kohanim, proven genetically with genetic tests, they are ready to do it. So if people don't pay attention to these things now, that in the physical, in the logical, and in the spiritual, all crying out to us like the tetrad blood moons, and now the revelation of reverse speech, we're there. This is the unveiling. And reverse speech is part of it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Foolishness is the end of lies. It's the end of, with reverse speech, it's the end of thinking that speaking in tongues isn't real or that evil isn't real, and incantations in reverse, backmastering of tapes isn't evil, that there isn't a spirit language of not only humans but of beasts of the earth, and that they cry out for the revealing of the sons of God. It is a time... Jim, are you back? I want people to understand how timely this is, and even the disruption of the communication to David John Otso, you know, as I say, people have to understand this about me. There's times when I'm going to interrupt my guests, I'm going to rant, and I'm going to be moved by the Spirit to do what I have to do. But they have to understand that I'm choked up by this because I feel we're at a very critical time. Now that, Donald Trump, who's not perfect by any means and needs guidance to know he does the right things, like not fracking in order to make his energy independent, and realizing that just putting a wall up across Mexico won't stop the illegal drugs coming in because the CIA and FBI and the Department of Injustice brings the drugs in C-130s. He needs guidance, although he's identified some of the problems. As I said to Roger Stone, the problems are not just little cans like bean cans full of problems. I call it open up the can of evil. He's going to have oil drum-sized problems. And this is not going to be attacked by logic or by emotion, but by, it says, not by spirit, but not by might or by the sword, but by my spirit, says the Lord. In other words, it's going to be empathy. It's going to be wisdom in the spirit level. It's going to be a compassion that transcends the human condition. It's going to be a compassion that transcends not only skin color and background, but previous quote religion, which I call is always a substitute for relationship with God. If people had an instantaneous knowledge of every second of the day of empathy toward each other and of God, there would be no religions. It'd just be relationship with God, wouldn't there? So I always call religion, in a sense, one way or another, real lives going on. Priestcraft, ceremonies, and doctrine, even the scriptures, people need to realize, and I said this many years ago, that the Bible itself is three things. It's a warrant for your arrest, it's a death certificate, and it's a set of indictments. It's not only a book of faith of people who had faith and peoples that had faith that God came through, but it also is all those things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tool for the salvation.
Right, but it's a tool for us to bring us to repentance, which means to get back in relationship with God. See, people think you have to do something to repent. You know, you got to, you know, injure yourself, self-flagellation. We have to do a procedure or go on a mission or whatever. No, you have to restore the absolute desire to be in relationship with God and do only God's will, not our own, and what we see is right in our own eyes. That's the basis of all evil, is to do what is right in our own eyes. And reverse speech and spirit prayer is very real. We need to understand that we're approaching the feast this Sunday, our first fruits. People need to understand that means that we need to get back into serious prayer and repentance today, because not only America, but the world hangs in balance. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And pray hard for not only America, but the world. This is going to be a tough year.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. What